Tonight on Confession Session, Tory Lanez speaks out on colorism when no one asked him. Cash Doll admits she finally sees what it's like to not be light-skinned in hip-hop, and Lori Harvey really is for everybody. I'm your host, Jun Othello, and you are listening to the one and the only Confession Session! All right, y'all, I'm out of breath. So tonight, we are going to be doing things a little differently. Unfortunately, my co-host, Miss Angel Vondrina, my sister, my best friend, you know, my day one, she is currently in Las Vegas living her best life. So she already told me that she would not be able to do this episode. And I am perfectly okay with that. Not to mention, I'm putting it up late. But you know what, y'all? I got something for y'all. Hold on. Better late than never is what they say. Better late than never, even though you missed my birthday. I forgive you even though you've hurt me. I forgive you even though you've hurt me. And if you all don't know, that is from the iconic Riley Burris and Candy Burris from Real Housewives of Atlanta fame. But I'm just saying, I'm sorry, okay? You know, niggas be moving slow. Let me tell you. So yesterday, I went and bought like all this equipment because I've been telling Angel, it's time to elevate. It's time to upgrade the podcast. We've been doing it for 3 years now. And we do have, you know, y'all listening. You know, but I just don't think that we're doing justice. We're not doing everything to the best of our ability. And sound is what's most important. I'm a huge fan of podcasts. I talk about it all the time on the show. And if there isn't a podcast that has great quality sound, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm just not. And I am being a fool by continuing to, you know, upload podcasts of us just talking on the phone or, you know, me with just my mic and it's nothing that's stopping the elements of the world and you all can hear what's going on in my house and me washing clothes and toilets flushing and, you know, all that shit. And I mean, it was an investment and I think that's what it is. We both are just being cheap. You know, and we just got to do it. I mean, we love to do it. You know, we love to entertain y'all and it's just time. So I went out and bought all this equipment that I don't know how to use because I'm not a recording artist. And I got home and was lost as fuck. So I, real life, did not get everything completed until about midnight, 1 o'clock. And then I tried to do the show at 1 o'clock in the morning. And the sound was terrible. So I still was fucking up. So I had to wait for Chris, my partner, to come home. And, you know, he fixed up on some stuff. And I was able to get everything right. I downloaded this new software. It's called, hold on, let me check. Hindenburg. So if you all are podcasting, I'm not going to be a hater, you know, because I, you know a few podcasters. And I'm not calling them haters, but I've reached out, you know, people that I know and I've reached out and I've asked them, you know, what do you all use? You know, this and that. And they're just like, you got to find your own way, blah, blah. You know, instead of just being telling me the truth and helping a brother out, like, it's not that damn deep. Let me know what the fuck you're using so I can use it too. And that's it. So, yeah, but I've been testing it out. It sounds really great. I'm so excited for you all to listen to the show in, you know, high quality definition. But before we get into the show, don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe and tag us in the drama. And the question of the day, the confessional of the day, the confession question. Would you ever talk to your spouse's ex? And I'm going to explain this later on in the show. But again, the confession question is, would you ever talk to your spouse's ex? And let's get into those confessionals. So first confessional. Y'all know I'm always struggling, so let me find it. Okay, give me 1 second. It's just me. I don't got no bullshit or anything like that to help me out. But this is from uprocks.com. But Cash Dow said a producer wouldn't clear her track without a feature from a lighter-skinned artist. A Detroit rap star, Cash Dow, once said she had never experienced colorism in the music industry, but a recent experience has changed her mind. Cash Dow took to Twitter Sunday morning to detail a recent experience with prejudice. A producer she was working with apparently refused to finish a project unless Cash Dow got a lighter-skinned woman to join her on the track. It's crazy. I remember saying I haven't witnessed colorism just yet in the industry, Cash Dow wrote. Well, it happened. This guy don't want to clear this beat because of my skin tone, or unless I get another woman on the hook who is lighter complected. Just wanted to share that with you guys. Back in September, Cash Dow responded to some claims on Instagram that the reason she hasn't blown up as fast as some of her lighter skin peers is due to colorism in the industry. She responded, "I will not let society make me believe my fine ass skin tone is the reason I'm not as big of an artist." She commented, "LOL, Cuban and Dream are not bigger artists than me. Secondly, I believe in God and his timing. I will not let society make me believe my fine ass skin tone is the reason I'm not as big of an artist. Oprah is black. Anything is possible. Be positive. I had legal issues, love." But despite her experience with colorism, Cash Dow is remaining positive that she'll get the credit she deserves soon. She responded to a fan on Twitter saying, "It's all timing." So, I'm not surprised by this. You know, I remember when she came out and she spoke about it because it all started from, there's this artist, Asia Nabrat. I'm not really familiar with her music. I've listened to her on podcasts. I remember she did a, like I said, I listened to a million podcasts, but she did an interview with, Angela Yee's Lip Service. And also I remember she was on Queen Radio with Nicki Minaj before as well. I'm not surprised. I mean, colorism is real, especially when it comes to Hollywood. It's what we see on TV. It's what's palatable. I do think that, you know, Cash Dow is a beautiful woman, but I think a lot of times people are still afraid of, you know, the same old industry standards. They want to get someone that is more appeasing. Like, even though this is a black girl, you know, she almost looks white. Or, you know, what I've heard about, you know, Whitney Houston or Beyonce is like, yeah, they're black women, but they have white features. They may have a darker skin tone, but if they were, you know, a white complexion, they would appear white. You know, just dumb shit like that. So, of course, you know, it's not surprising that that is what's going on. I'm just surprised that it was so blatant. Now, I wonder if she was told or if she suspected or if he said the shit right in her face. But that's crazy. You know, industry executive or not, I would have aired the shit out. Or at least I would have been telling motherfuckers in the industry that I'm cool with to not fuck with this nigga. But I mean, it's just like, really? Like, you need to get a light-skinned girl on the track for the shit to pop? Like, come on. Grow the fuck up. Like, we still doing that. And I bet you the motherfucker that did it was black as hell. Like, but moving on to our next topic. And this also randomly has to do with colorism as well. I guess this is going to be a colorism episode, you know. Y'all know how I feel about talking about this shit, but because we all black at the end of the day, and I like to pick on the light skins, but I come from a family that is majority light skin, so it's not like a real life hate. It's just me being ugly and just goofy and talking shit, you know. But I just feel like we all black. I mean, I do understand that, yeah, like, you may be appeasing and you may, like I said, be palatable, or, you know, you may have people more drawn to you, but at the end of the day, you still a nigga. Like, I don't think that nobody's going to look at me and a light-skinned person any differently. I'm sorry. Like, I just, as far as in the real world, you know what I'm saying? But in Hollywood, yeah. But as far as, like, in the real world, no. So I don't know. But anyways, y'all. This is according to Complex.com. Tory Lanez refutes claims that he staged a recent video where he defends a darker-skinned model from colorism. On his Instagram story, the artist insists his actions were pure inattention and not a ploy to market his music. This is the one and only time I'm going to address this, Lanez post began. I went out of my way to bring awareness to an important topic of discussion that never gets addressed. The internet has a funny way of trying to make light of a truthful situation. If it was a publicity stunt, why would I be doing it for someone else's music video? He then went on to say that he did not request the clip for his own gain. Rather, a person on set sent him the footage. Mind y'all, this video happened 3 months ago, and a behind-the-scenes cameraman DM'd me it the other day. Lanez continued. All parties involved know what happened in the 30 minutes that I was at the shoot. Last week, Lanez shared a video where a music video director appeared to instruct a darker-skinned model to move out the frame with him and be replaced with a lighter-skinned model. In response, Lanez elected to have the darker model return and finish the shoot. Once the video went viral, the models involved began to claim the that Tory orchestrated the incident. Where's the scene then if Tory wanted me so bad? The model who was switched out, Sultry Shin stated. The director is the best director I know. Fake news. This leads Lanez to take to social media for the post that appeared on Monday. So I don't know how I feel about this. Part of me feels like, you know, he is telling the truth. When I first saw this, I was just like, that's really dope, you know, that he is standing up and, you know, doing something like that, because I'm sure that that is what happens. You may have somebody who's ignorant on set and they may have authority, and they're just like, wait a minute, let me, you know, put a bad light-skinned bitch with some blue eyes and some curly blonde hair, you know, that almost looks ambiguous but black enough, you know, in camera compared to this totally, you know, West African, beautiful black queen. But yeah, I like I said, this too, I'm not surprised if that's what really happened. But also, if he was doing that for clout, I am disappointed. You know, they are saying that this is stemming from last week. There was a video on that was posted to the Shade Room of this white girl that was twerking and dancing, and she was going to fuck off, but it was just like it was a normal go to fuck off. Like, it wasn't like she was hitting flips and doing all the shit. Like, I've seen niggas, you know what I'm saying, twerk way better than that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just real life, just go the fuck off and on the ceiling and doing all that shit, you know, twerking like Tip Drill. She was not doing none of that, but she was dancing. She was going off. But I think it's a lot of times people get, black people especially, they get super excited when they see someone who is not, you know, of black African descent doing something that is so pro-black, you know? So that's what I think. That's why I think that the video went viral, was just because this white girl was really, and she could dance, but I mean, it wasn't like, if it was a black girl, it would not have gotten the same shine. And someone commented on the post saying that we want to trade this white girl for Aisha Curry. And he commented saying, like, let's make it happen or some shit like that. Like, basically saying, like, the white girl's more wanted than Aisha Curry, which totally is not true. And, you know, he got shitted on behind it. So I guess this, they were saying that this was kind of like his point to prove, like, he loves being black. But, you know, from the girls who were involved in the incident's perspective, the dark-skinned girl especially, I don't see why she would come out and defend this director, you know, if what he's saying was true. But she said that, in fact, that he was talking to light-skinned girl the majority of the time. He kept commenting how beautiful she was. He never spoke to the dark-skinned girl, and that didn't happen. She said that they both filmed with the dark-skinned girl and the light-skinned girl, both filmed with the director, and it just so happened when they were recording, that is when, you know, they got that. So he made it seem like he was stopping something and was just like, let's finish this up, let's keep using her. But it was their turn to switch anyways. So I don't know. You know, I like I said, I don't know Tory Lanez personally. I hope that, you know, he wouldn't do something so, you know, just some Jussie Smollett shit. You know what I'm saying? Tug at something that is so important. And a lot of people have issues with, you know, with colorism for his own gain. But if he did, I'm not surprised. It's Hollywood. You know, motherfuckers is trying to get to the next level. Motherfuckers is getting tired of being compared to Bryson Tiller and Ludacris. And he wants to be his own man. So, you know, maybe now he feels like he wants to be this pro-black activist. I don't know. But anyways, on to our last topic. And this is the most psychoest of the topics that we have, y'all. So, I don't know if y'all listen to Unwind with Tasha K on YouTube, but if you don't, please check her out. Like, she is real life putting her foot on niggas' necks. Like, she is not playing no game. She has all the tea. And I don't believe that she's lying. You want to know why? It's because when she gets sued, it's never like she doesn't stop. Like, she keeps coming. She has her own team, you know, and she vets. Like, she, when she talks to people that, you know, have these teas and know all this, you know, or she likes to say wine, who has all this wine and knows all this personal stuff about different celebrities, she vets them. She asks them a million questions. She has them provide receipts. So she has stuff to prove if she is sued, you know, after the fact. I remember one time it was this guy saying that he was sleeping with Rich Dollars or some shit like that. And she said, she was like, blatantly was like, she didn't believe it. She reached out to Rich Dollars. She asked for the guy's receipts. Like, what did he have to prove that he was messing with Rich Dollars? He didn't have anything. He kept, you know, trying to make it into something totally different. She finally was just like, yeah, you lying, you know. And she told Rich Dollars, like, just so you know, this man is out here saying that he's messing with you, and I believe that it didn't happen, you know. So I don't think that she's a liar. But anyways, she had this girl named Virginia V. Virginia V claims that she was in a 5-year relationship with P. Diddy. She said that she met him in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. And she said that he did not remember the incident, but she again met him in Miami. She said that she met him during the time he was with Cassie, and that Diddy will always speak highly of Cassie and would say, you know, Cassie was the good girl and Virginia was the bad girl. She said that she feels like Cassie knew about her because at one point Cassie did call her and reached out to her and was just like to leave him alone. She said that Cassie was nothing but nice to her. You know, she was never rude or mean. And I have a whole new respect from Cassie after hearing this interview. I've always been a fan of her music. I feel like she doesn't get enough shine because she doesn't have like one of those strong vocal voices, you know, those vocal Bible voices. But to me, I feel like her voice is very melodic, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I feel like her voice is music. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people talk about like Young Thug or Future, I feel like she is, you know, a little bit better than them on that sort of situation. But she also said that Diddy beat her multiple times, once in front of her daughter, who was 3 years old at the time, which is crazy. She said that Cassie even called her once at night and was like, she didn't have any hate for her. She had a dream about her and she just wanted to let her know that she didn't have any hate. And she understood, you know, Virginia's position, because at one point she was in the same position when he was dealing with Kim Porter. Like, she kind of snuck in while he was dealing with Kim, and she knows the kind of man that Diddy was, you know, which also made me just be like, wow, like, that takes courage, that takes confidence, you know, to reach out to a side chick and that, you know, such of a grown woman manner. Virginia also said that, I don't know if y'all remember, but maybe like a month or two ago, there was when Cassie first appeared on the scene with her fitness trainer that Diddy actually hired for her, and they were in a relationship and she's pregnant now. When she first went public with him, this video of Virginia and Diddy was made public. And it kind of made us believe that Diddy had a new girlfriend, but the whole time he had been dealing with her for 5 years. Virginia says she released that video out of spite and that she got backlash from him about it. And that he was very upset about it. And he even had Harvey Levin prepare to release a like an article of her saying that she was dating Tristan Thompson, which is crazy. And because she said she never met the guy, you know, so I was just like, it made me side eye, you know, TMZ. Like, you're supposed to be this credible source, but you are on celebrities' payrolls. Like, a celeb can literally call you and just be like, you know, make up this story, and for the right amount, you'll go with it. She also says that she suspects that Diddy cheated on her with Jocelyn, Kat. I don't know if she meant Kat Stacks, if she meant Kat Graham, or if she meant Kat DeLuna, or if she meant Chinese Kitty. But she said Kat. She was just like, Kat girl. So y'all do what y'all want with that. You know, whoever you think is the most popping, who makes the most sense, who's following Diddy and Diddy follows them back, then yeah. And also Lori Harvey, that was in the blogs too recently, saying that Lori Harvey went from Justin to Diddy. But what really happened was Justin was trying to get at Lori. Lori didn't really entertain him, but she actually did, you know, mess with Diddy. She said that at a party once that they snuck off to have sex. Well, she assumes that they went to have sex because Lori was at the party and Diddy was at the party, and all of a sudden they disappeared. So she was looking for Diddy, she was looking for Lori, and she could not find neither. So she knew that they were somewhere together, you know, being inappropriate. And also she said that what put the nail in the coffin was that she was going through Diddy's phone and she saw a picture, or maybe he showed her a picture of when they initially got together, but she was going through his phone and she saw what's the girl now? I'm sorry. Lori Harvey and Diddy, like, literally in the same position, like the same naked position. Like, she was clearly nude. She didn't see her full body, but she could definitely tell that they were in bed together, you know, just finished from having sex, about to have sex, whatever's going on. But she spilled so much tea. I was waiting on her to ask if he was really gay or not. I know that's, like, doesn't really matter, but I just suspected that was going to come if with you being upset and all those rumors. But maybe, I mean, she probably still just like, I ain't trying to get killed now. But that is just crazy. You know, that for one, Diddy is out here beating up on women, you know, for two, just living life reckless. For three, to be so powerful that you are blatantly, you know, dealing with women and different women who do have some sort of status. You know, Cassie, you know, definitely was nowhere near wealthy as Diddy. But, you know, the fact of, you know, her being an unestablished artist and, you know, having her own path, and just accepting the fact that he's going to do what he does to me, I'm just like, wow. You know, I was really surprised by that. But like I said, also, you know, from what she said that Diddy said about her and what she also said about Cassie, I have a whole new respect. You know, I guess it takes strength that I don't have, because I'm sorry. You know, I'm just not going to ever be okay with someone just blatantly just in my face being that disrespectful. But yeah, and also I feel kind of torn, like not torn, but I'm just like, does this solidify me not drinking Ciroc anymore? Does this solidify me not drinking De Leon anymore? Does this solidify me not supporting anything that is Diddy? You know, because he is one of the few powerful African-American men that we do have. But if you are taking advantage of that, then that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not right. We can't support people who are out here ruining lives and continuing to thrive and continuing to throw no matter the cause, you know. I just wish other communities did the same thing, because they will continue to support Donald Trump and continue to support Kim Jong-un no matter the bullshit, you know. But black people, you know, we not with it. I'm sorry. Even though it is a few of you bitches that still listen to R. Kelly, which I am so sick and tired of. There is no reason, and not to get off topic, but there is no reason that you should support that man, period. Point blank, period. There is no reason. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. His music was not that great to allow him to rape teenagers and to have, you know, relationships and all this pedophilia bullshit. No, I'm sorry. Okay. And that's it. So we can move on to our confession question of the day. Confession question. And like I said, the confession question is, would you ever talk to your spouse's ex? And this stemmed from the Virginia V and Cassie, with Cassie being so calm talking to Virginia and Virginia speaking so highly of Cassie. And Tasha K had mentioned, she said that women should be more secure in their relationship and in themselves to speak to their spouse's ex, you know, because there is a lot of things you can find. If that motherfucker's crazy, if he's a woman beater, if he beat you at one point, if, you know, he was on drugs, if he, whatever crazy shit, if he was a good guy, you know what, you know. And I feel, again, torn. I think that it ultimately depends. If you are dealing with someone who has an ex, and I think that this is should only be for serious exes. I don't give a fuck about somebody that you used to have a fling with, you used to fuck on from time to time, but like serious long term, you've been together, y'all live together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all used to break bread together, y'all were broke together, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see that. Y'all talked about marriage at one point like it was no bullshit and then it didn't work out. I would like to know if my spouse, even though me and my spouse have never been in that kind of relationship, but if hypothetical he had been, I would like to know what would make you break up. Like, if you were that serious, if everything at one point was that great, what caused you all to not work out? Was it infidelity? Was it, you know, abuse? Was it drugs? Was, you know, what, whatever, you know, I want to know the tea and what was the real reason behind, you know, everything not working out. But two, I'm a jealous person, you know, so it would have to be also if that person has clearly moved on. If that person is in another situation and they're not checking for your spouse, you know what I'm saying? And it's not any ill intentions. It's just more so, you know, them just being like, yeah, just so you know, you know. Not to mention, I was listening to Amanda Seales. I love Amanda Seales. But I was listening to her on The Breakfast Club, and she spoke about this. And she said that she has saw a girl who said her friend, but it turned out to be her sister. Her friend was dating... I mean, her sister was dating Amanda Seales' ex. And Amanda Seales said, make sure he tells her about all of his baby mamas. And so the next time she saw the sister, it was a setup. So she got her other sister, who was in a relationship with Amanda Seales, to beat the girl up. You know, and to me, that shit is crazy. They end up breaking up anyways, the sister and the guy. Because he was saying that, I mean, what's the reason of beating up Amanda for behind this? So clearly y'all weren't even to that point regardless. And I feel like if it's not any ill intentions and you know this motherfucker's not trying to get back with your spouse, and if they have some valid information to tell you, because clearly they've known that person longer than you have, then what is the issue? But it takes a strong person, like I said. It really does. You know, it's a tough conversation, but I understand. You know, if I was in that predicament, I don't know if I would be ready to have that conversation. And if I was, it would be stipulations. Like I said, the motherfucker, the nigga, he would have to be in a relationship, you know, in a strong relationship, and he would clearly have to be over my ex. I mean, over my man. But yeah, that's it. That is it. And with that, I want to confess my love, and I'm going to confess my love for this. This is my shit. I've been listening to this nonstop. All right, y'all, that's enough of that. But thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope I didn't bore y'all to death without Miss Angel here. She will be back next week, Sunday, same time. Well, not same time, because clearly I'm doing this at like 9 o'clock at night on a Monday, and that definitely was supposed to be 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, p.m. on a Sunday. But we'll be here next week, okay? Stop stressing me out. Don't stress me no more. That's it. And I love y'all so much. Thank you for continuing to tune in and to support. And you are listening to Jean Othello on the one and the motherfucking only Confession Session. Good night, mate.